Jetsons podcast featuring Mr. Kelly Shepherd, superintendent of the North Judson St. Pierre Schools in North Judson, Indiana. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, a learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Mr. Kelly Shepherd. Welcome, Kelly.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dr. Butts.
So, interesting name, North Judson St. Pierre Schools. Talk to our listeners about North Judson St. Pierre School District and the North Judson community.
Yeah, so it is a consolidation from the 60s.
Okay.
I believe it was 64 when St. Pierre came over to North Judson and they joined together.
Mm.
And so it's very important to this day. It is definitely North Judson St. Pierre. All those years later, it's still important to those St. Pierre residents.
Yeah.
And so we honor that.
And was that the name of the community, St. Pierre?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
So what part of the state is North Judson in? Tell us a little bit about your district, population, and geographically.
So we consider ourselves like the last, we're the final edge of the region.
Okay.
In Northwest Indiana. We're in Stark County, one of three school corporations there, a wonderful little town of about 2,500 people. And like I said, in conjunction with those folks that come to us from St. Pierre, our other wonderful little communities are Denham and English Lake and Toto, and that makes up the fabric of North Judson.
So you've got quite a few, and I'm assuming at some point they all had their own schools.
They did.
Yeah way back when. Yeah, that like a lot of other communities. You have an interesting mascot. And we've talked about this a couple times. So you are the Blue Jays, although it looks like a blue cardinal. What's the story behind that?
That is correct. I wish there was more of a story as to its origin. However, what I can get back to in talking to my high school principal, we know that it first showed up on football helmets as a cardinal in the 60s.
Okay.
We know that much. The other little story I like to tell about it is a good friend of mine, his son growing up, we were sitting one time watching the Arizona Cardinals football team, and this young man looked over at his dad, and he said, "Dad, who are these red Blue Jays?" So it is an interesting mascot, but it's one we're really proud of, and it's just been around a long time.
Yeah, Kelly, you haven't been in North Judson your entire life, so talk to me about what brought you to North Judson St. Pierre.
Well, actually, I'm originally from North Judson.
You are? Okay.
I am, yes.
All right.
I'm a North Judson graduate.
See?
Yep.
That's why we do these.
My wife and I graduated together way back in 1992, went to Goshen College. We almost put roots down there, but something brought us right back home. Mm. So we have been lifelong residents there. I've had two careers at North Judson. This is the second one I'm on now as superintendent back home. Prior to that, I had 13 years in building level administration at North Judson St. Pierre.
Wow. And did you teach in North Judson St. Pierre as well?
I did not. My teaching career actually started at Knox at the county rival.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 years teaching third grade and elementary PE and coaching everything as we do earlier in our careers. Yeah. And through all that, my grandmother was the only one that would say I looked good in red.
You got to love grandmothers, don't you?
Yes.
So you mentioned that. I'm assuming you've got a great deal of family in the area that you get a chance to be a part of it. I think you've shared in your own leadership story, even some that work for the school district. Is that right?
A lot that work for the school district. Yes. So much more of a blessing than the opposite of that.
Sure.
But it does come with some issues sometimes. And it's something that I'm very conscious of. But basically, from this small town and small community, you know, I mentioned my wife, but I'm related to like half the residents, and she's related to the other half. And somewhere along the way, the world of education became our family business, yeah, and something that we are very passionate about.
Wow.
And so we love the fact that we get to have conversations about kids, mm-hmm, about good teaching and learning, about education, about graduation pathways, basically about kids' futures. Mm-hmm. And we love that. Now, it can lead to some trust issues, and that's a part that bothers me. And so we work very hard and intentionally at transparency to overcome that minor issue.
A lot of times, Kelly, I'll ask superintendents how they keep their humility, but I'm assuming in a district where you have lots of family, they are very quick to put you in your place.
You are spot on with that. I'm very humble, and I have plenty of people that can put me there very quickly.
We love anyone who's got a great family, loves spending time with that family, but you have to have an opportunity to get away every now and then just to escape and be your own person, to be Kelly. Where is that place? What is that location? Is it a destination? Is it an activity?
I tell you what it is. My wife and I discovered a joint passion, and we acted on it after years of research. But we are van lifers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We bought a camper van. Well, first, during the pandemic, mm-hmm, we bought an old van and converted it.
Okay.
That was our project.
Like a Sprinter van?
It was a Dodge Ram.
Okay.
Old, yeah, empty work van.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we made that our little weekend getaway travel vehicle. We have since graduated from that to a little nicer model.
Uh-huh.
But every chance we get, we like to just take off, and we don't have a destination. Mm. We make it up as we go along.
Wow.
We'll see something that might be interesting at a certain exit, mm-hmm, and we'll say, hey, let's get off here and see what this town's like.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's so amazing sometimes when you make connections with people that you didn't know you had. My brother is very similar, has a Dodge Sprinter van. He's now in the third iteration of the conversion. He actually, over the summer, completely dismantled everything that he had done and redid all the electronics and all of the, you know, the different spaces in the van, and has, you know, created all these things over time, and is the same way. Yeah, when he goes down to visit my parents who live in Southwest Florida, he's not sure exactly how he's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to travel, and he's going to stop wherever he feels like stopping, and he can give a rough estimate. I may be here during this 3 or 4 day period of time when I arrive.
That's right.
And the, just that freedom has to be just completely liberating.
It is. That's exactly how one of our longest trips, all we did was pick the end destination. We knew we wanted to get to Portland, Maine.
Oh, wow.
And we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else going out and coming back home was made up as we went.
Do you have a favorite stop? Do you have an experience that you've had while living the van life that really just sticks out as, this was amazing, if I could replicate this again?
Well, that's interesting with where we're sitting today having this conversation, because as a matter of fact, because of this van life, and usually part of our destination is based around looking for a new coffee shop. So I can tell you that since doing this, we've discovered one of our favorite areas is the Franklin Greenwood. We fell in love with the town of Franklin.
Wow, yeah.
Because my wife says they have 5 or 6 of the best coffee shops ever.
Wow. At the risk of offending other coffee shop owners, Strange Brew on the west side of Greenwood has actually become a destination spot for me, with meeting with several of our legislators and also our school leaders. It
awesome.
Just happens to be a place on Smith Valley Road. So if you ever get a shot, Strange Brew on Smith Valley Road is a great destination. Did you always, I know that when you went to Goshen, did you go to Goshen to become a teacher, or was there something else that might have been a pathway for you?
Well, the first answer is yes, I did go to Goshen to be a teacher, but what brought me there specifically was the opportunity to play basketball and baseball.
Okay.
I grew up loving athletics, loving those two sports in particular, and Goshen afforded me the opportunity to play both.
Mm-hmm.
But what helped tilt the choice there was them being one of the best teacher preparation colleges. Mm. You know, they're well known
yes.
for that program. And so I wouldn't change a thing. I had a great experience there, met a lot of great teammates, and just learned a lot about leadership with that experience.
You know, I often share that there's lessons to be learned through sport that really can't be taught any other way. There's all types of things that we learn, whether we're a starter, whether we're a backup player, or whatever role we play. There's a lot of lessons to be learned through sport. When you think about your mentors, the people that have impacted your life, I'm sure some of them are still maybe working in the schools that you once were a student in that now you are the superintendent of. But are there certain people that stick out that you really think about, that's what motivated me, or that's a model that I looked at when I wanted to become a leader?
There are, and I'll start by saying that I agree with you. Sports are still the ultimate meritocracy. You get what you earn. Mm-hmm. And I learned that from being blessed with having two wonderful assistant coaches, both in the basketball and baseball realm. But two people that I point to this day are Dave McCullough and Craig Teagle. Mm-hmm. And these are two elite high school basketball coaches here in the state of Indiana. And I was just lucky, as were my teammates, that, you know, the stars aligned and they were in North Judson, Indiana at a time when I came through.
Yeah. Kelly, again, this is a tough one because you have so many family members that surround you and that you have a chance to work with. But for those that don't know you, maybe outside of your community, what is it that you would like them to know about Kelly Shepherd?
Really, I would just like them to fully understand that I am in this business because of my love for children, for students, for young athletes, and the character opportunities that come from all of that. And I can honestly say, I'm very proud of, I can honestly say that I wanted and still to this day want the same level of success for everybody's children that I did for my three sons. I've never had favorites. We love them all equally. I've told my wife over the years, I can't let you bring one of them home because then you would bring all of them home. You have to do what you can during the school day.
Yeah.
And I would just want people to know that I'm passionate on behalf of all of our students.
Sure. When you think about your, and this is not a question I prepped you for, so I'm gonna catch you off guard here a little bit. But when you think about your very best day as a superintendent, it doesn't have to be a day, but what does your best day look like as a superintendent? If you were to sort of map it out to say, this is why I became a superintendent, why I love being a superintendent.
That is a great question. I'll tell you, I think I like the answer I have. My best day would be knowing that my administrative team could all report out to me that they had their best day.
Oh, wow.
That we really had a great day at the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school, and give me a few reasons why.
Yeah.
I would hope that their answers would include a lot of student content, maybe a staff member that said, hey, I had a great day today, and here's why.
Wow.
That would be something I'd take home, and that would carry me through the next couple of weeks.
And without a doubt, because sometimes we need just those positive moments to get us through some of the challenging times.
You really do. We all have to pull together sometimes because I tell people all the time, these are not easy jobs that we do.
No.
But they're rewarding because they are hard.
Mm-hmm. When you think about the future of North Judson St. Pierre, what are you excited about? What are you excited about the next phase for your students and your staff and your school district?
I'm excited about some of the new offerings that we've got started in the realm of PLTW, STEM education. Mm-hmm. We've got a state-level robotics team that's doing great. But I'm also excited about the long history that we've produced of success in a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
And the fact that we are now the ones that are responsible for continuing that success into the future. I believe from those things, we can find our level on student enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing for every school,
sure,
especially those rural ones like we are. But I think we're becoming a destination that will help let us find the bottom of this enrollment decline.
Wow. You've mentioned supporting and celebrating with other leaders in your school district, and definitely, you know, it's evident that you continue to try to build other leaders up and to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with great leaders. As we get ready to wrap up this podcast, when you think about the idea of leading with excellence, especially in the context of public education, what does that mean to you to lead with excellence?
It comes down to empowerment. I know that my administrative team and the teachers who I have very close relationships with at a school of 900, mm-hmm. that I can rely on them and I can trust them, mm-hmm. and I empower them to be decision makers and to give good input. There may come times where I have to make final decisions mm-hmm. on things, but I really prefer to do that after a lot of collaboration. Mm-hmm. That's what leading with excellence is for me. I don't want to be the guy that is the dictator at the top. I've told my staff, as a matter of fact, in our opening talk this year, a hierarchy is necessary just for flow. But we don't have to act like we're a hierarchy. Mm. Everybody in our organization is just as important as I am, and their input is valuable.
Wow, and I'm sure they love that humility about you.
I think they do. Yeah. I feel that from my staff. I had a great conversation just yesterday with our food service director, and she made my day yesterday.
There you go. Kelly, thanks for being my guest.
I appreciate you having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Mr. Kelly Shepherd, superintendent of the North Judson San Pierre Schools in North Judson, Indiana. Kelly's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.